We are learning Masechtas Yevamah Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. We are beginning on top of the Amud Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah that there's a possibility that there's two people whom Mekadesh two women, and they by mistake switched their wives, and the Chayev for four different Chatoyos. What's the case? It's two brothers who married two sisters, and two brothers married two sisters, and she was a Nida. So now the four Asurim are, first of all, there's Issa Eish Zish, second of all, there's Issa Eish Ach, third of all, there's Issa Achayis Isha, and fourth of all, there's an Issa Nida. Four Asurim, that's what says the Mishnah. And L'chayri, you have to come on to some Issa Chal Issa over here. So man haitana, Dr. Gemara on top of the Lam, man, uman haitana, the Isla Issa Kailo, v'Issa Moisif, Issa Vazachas. Who the Tana holds that even though ain Issa Chal Issa, but if it's Kailil or Moisif or Issa Vasachas, it's Chal. And the Gemara say who the Tana is. Now why is that? What's the Kailil Moisif over here? So Rashi explains that when Reuven was Mekadosh, for example, Rachel, so it became Asa to Shimon, his brother, because Eishus Ach and Eishus Ish. That means that Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel, so Shimon became Asa on this Rachel because of Eishus and Eishus Ach. That's two Asurim. And that happens in Vasachas, happens at one time. And then Shimon went and Mekadosh Leah. So now, since now Leah became Asa, now because Shimon was Mekadosh Leah, now Shimon became Asa on all Leah's other sisters. So since he was Asur now on Leah's other sisters, so it's Kailil, the wife of Reuven, included in that. It's a Kailil. That's Issa Kailil. So that includes Reuven's wife, who's already Asur because of Eshish Ach, and because of Eshish Ish, but through the Kedushin on Leah, since he's also Leah's sister, he's also on Rachel also, and it's called Issa Kailil. And there's still Nida to take care of. So Nida is Issa Maisif. Why? Because since now the Rachel was mutter to Reuven, now through Issa Nida, she became also to her own husband, Reuven. So that was Issa Moisif, and Issa Moisif is Chal Gabi Shimon also. So that's they have all four Asurim. Eishish and Eishach happen at the same time. Achois Isha is with Kailal, and Nida is with Moisif, because Moisif is the Moisif on the person we're talking about, the Chaticha of the Isura, which is here, Rachel. Moisif means if Rachel becomes more Asta, more things, that's called Moisif. When something else becomes Aster and includes Rachel, that's called Kailal. And so you have Eishish and Eishach Vasachas on Rachel. Then you have Achais Isha, which included all the sisters, so included Rachel as well. And then Rachel came also to Reuven. That became Issa Moisif Al Snida. So who's the man that holds all these things? So Gemara could have said Rav Yosi that we had on yesterday's blot, which according to some man the Amrim have all three things, but it's not Mefurish. Therefore, we look for a different Tana. Amrav Yudam Rav Ramehi. It's a Tana Ramehi. The Tanya, which is really the Tanya, the Mishnah. Yesh oichal achila achas. There's a person who eats one achila. V'chayev aleha abar chatois. He's chayev four chatois v'asham. And chayev v'asham. What's the case? Echad tomeish ochal chelev. You have a tome that ate chelev. V'hu noisem v'ram ha-kadoshim. The halacha is that kachim, chelev is one of the emurim to go out of the mizbech. And if you wait a certain amount of time, it becomes nicer. Here, and chelev anyway is asur, because chelev is one of the things that are asur anyway to eat from a behema. So here this guy went ahead, he was tamei, and he ate kachim, so that's issa number one. Number two is he ate chelev, which is asur to eat. Number three, it was noiser. And number four, it was a zar eating kachim, which was actually me'ila over here, chayv asham, and v'yom kippurim, and it was v'yom kippur, which you're not allowed to eat. So the four chatayis are for chelev, for noiser, for v'yom kippurim, and for Tomei. So it's Tomei, Chelev, Noiser, and Kippurim. And there's an Asher Me'ilois from a Kedoshim. Rav Meir, Mohisa Shabbos, Vetziah Befiv, Chayiv. Rav Meir adds on another one. He says if it was Shabbos and he took it out with his mouth, he's Chayiv. Ah, you get a Taina. What do you mean? You Kippur, you're not allowed to carry either. So Rashi says, we're going to go down the Yom, the Yom Kippur you're allowed to carry. It's no Eir Vahitzah Yom Kippur. We don't pass like that, of course, but that's how we're going. Rashi says, if it was Shabbos, he took it out with his mouth, same Achila, is Asher, is Chayiv, Al Tzitzah. That's not one of them. So what do you see from here? A mayor includes all these things, including Shabbos, Yom Kippur, and all those five altogether five things. And that's also, that has all the Isurim together. And Rashi explains, because when the Behemah was created, and it was Chulin, the Chelev became Asa Ba'achila, and it was Mutta Bahana. When it became Hektish, Migu, that the Issa Hana, became Issa Hana as Hektish, on the Chelev. Therefore, it also has Issa Achila of Zaros. So now we have Issa Moisif. And even now, it was Osir Ba'achila still, but Noisir came, and since it became Osir now to the Mizbeach, it's also Issa Moisiv. So Issa Noisir and Issa Hektish of Zarim is a Moisiv. Because it became Osir now because of Noisir, so therefore became Osir on the Mizbeach. Now, that's two Issa Moisivs. Now it became Tomei, so that's Issa Koyle. Why? Because until now he's Mutter to eat Basa Kodesh, and now he became Osir on this piece as well. That's Migu, that it's Osir on every other Chaticha. Because of Toma, it's Osir because of this. That's Issa Koyle. And then you have Yom Kippurim. Also, Yom Kippurim is Issa Koyle, because it's, since it's Chayiv, and all, now you can't eat all things, it's Chal on this also. So you have Issa Koyle, Issa Moisiv. What do you have? Issa Vasachas. So Rameyer, who said, Haitzah Shabbos, Zograshi, there's the Issa Vasachas. Why? Because when it's Kiddush Hayoyim, when it became Yom Kippur, the Issa Achila of Yom Kippurim and the Issa of Haitzah and Shabbos happened the exact same time. So that's Issa Vasachas, therefore it's Chal, the Issa Shabbos and Issa Yom Kippurim. I have to be a Shver Rashi a little bit, because what does it have to do with Ein Yisachal Issa? The Issa to Haitzah has nothing to do with the Issa Achila. So some answer, because it's all one big Maisa Achila you're doing the Haitzah with, so that's why it applies to the Ein Yisachal Issa. Other Rishayim learned the Sugya different, that we're talking about, there's two Issuri Haitzah here. Haitzah at Yom Kippur, and Haitzah at Shabbos, and that's Chal B'Vas Achas. But upon him, we have here a mayor who holds all these different Issurim, has this Issa, Koyel, Issa, Moisiv, Issa, Vas Achas, and that's the Tana of our Mishnah. So I want to ask now a Zaytig question. We're Zaytig our Mishnah like our mayor who holds Issa, Chal, Issa, Chal, all those Issurim, right? Now, he was trying to do a mitzvah here when he wanted to marry this woman. He just got mixed up. So the halacha is, if he won man diyama, ta'av advar mitzvah, he's trying to do a mitzvah, and he makes a mistake and does an isser instead, you potter. So frek the marakash like this. Rameya is a Talmud of Rabbi Shua and Rab Eliezer. So Rameya, liba deman, which Rebbe of his was he going according to? Eliba de Rabbi Yeshua, doma ta'av advar mitzvah, potter. If he's going according to Rabbi Shua holds, ta'av advar mitzvah is potter. And even if you don't do a mitzvah, if you're trying to do a mitzvah, you're potter. So here, how can you say our Mishnah, Yichayev Chatoyis, you're ta'av advar mitzvah. So if Rameya is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, what's pshat he's saying in our Mishnah, Yichayev Chatoyis? Elo, Zakta Gemara, liba de Rabbi Eliezer. He's going according to Rabbi Eliezer, holds, ta'av advar mitzvah is chayev. Ibai Yisei, but no, Taretz. Loi lam liba de Rabbi Yeshua, really is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, holds, ta'av advar mitzvah is potter. But Kikom Rabbi Yeshua, Tav Adam Mitzvah Potter, Hanim Miligavi Tinoikis. That's only regarding where the Machlekes has said, is a case we have two children to be Mala, to give Mila to. One is the Bris is supposed to be on Sunday, the 8th day is on Sunday. The other one, the Bris is Mila, is on the 8th day is on Shabbos. We know, even though Bris Mila is Issa Deraisa to do on Shabbos, but Mitzvah is Doichet. So here, he has two babies. He did the wrong baby on Shabbos. It wasn't a Mitzvah because it was on the 7th day. The Loche is Yipata according to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Lezi Chai. So that's, you know why the Yipater is? Because he's so busy with this mitzvah. The mitzvah is very important. He had to do it on the 8th day. He's very bahal. That's why he's Pater. But here by the Chasana, you can take your time. What's the rush? And therefore, there's no heta or ta'ad va mitzvah. That's the Tarets. But he said, well, Rabbi Yeshua holds ta'ad va mitzvah is Pater. He come Rabbi Yeshua, ta'ad va mitzvah is Pater, hanim li gavet tenaikis. That's only in regards to the babies to give a milah to. There's mani bal. The time, there's time constraints. Aval hai, given there's mani bal, there's no time constraints. Loi. There's no heter of Tav Dav Mitzvah. So really go according to this Rebbe Rav Yeshua. But here, there's no heter of Tav Dav Mitzvah Pater. Freyti Marakasha, Varei Truma, the ain zmane bal v'kapater. We have a case of Truma where it's not zmane bal, he's Tav Dav Mitzvah, and he's still Pater. That's now linked to the Mishnah. Someone was eating in Truma. It's Mishnah, Mishnah Sakas Trumas. Someone was eating Truma. He finds out that he's a Ben Grusha Chalutza. So it turns out, while he was a Ben Grusha Chalutza, which is not allowed to eat Truma, he was eating Truma. Rabbi Yezim Echayev Kerem Echayim. As long as it says Echayev Kerem Echayim, Lach is if a Zar eats Truma, he's Chayev Misle Shemaim, he has to give Kerem Echayim. Rabbi Shua Poiter, Rabbi Shua Olji Potter. Even from Karen, a lot of Rishonim learn. Why? Even though the Keren usually is something that's like a Chiv Gzela, which means the principle, but here, by Truma, it's also an Issa Digadin. And Rishu holds Yipata. Why? Ta'ad Va Mitzvah. So what's the Kasha? When you're eating Truma, what's the rush? We're just going to say that he only holds Pat Va Mitzvah only when you're a rush. When you're eating Truma, what's the rush? And for the Gemara, you know what the rush is? It's a special case. Ha'itma Allah has to win Yonah de Yoyma. Ha'itma Allah Amra Bi Barabaya, Ha'cha B'Truma B'Erev HaPesach, Askidon. There's a man of Baal. Someone had Truma's Erev Pesach, and he doesn't want the Truma to get burnt, because Truma is holy stuff. You know, you eat Truma, you get big stuff. So he wants to make sure he eats it for Pesach. And therefore, he's very rushed to eat it, and therefore, you have the Heter of Zmanei Baal. Now going back to the Iker Shiloh, what exactly is the Mishnah is talking about when the Mishnah says that the Ochal? Why the Ochal? L'chayra, it's Enes Echal Issa. So he said, this man the holds, it's a Kailal, it's a Moisif, it's a Vasachas. So we say we don't have to go like a mayor. Even Rab Shimon holds Ein Issachal Isser, but he agrees. We had him on the Yom before. He said he agrees by Bavas Achas. And what's the Mila Zetzing guy like Rab Shimon? Because like Tosis explains, because Rab Shimon holds even if Rab Yeshua holds Tavid Va Mitzvah's Mutter, he only holds Tavid Mitzvah's Mutter if you actually do a mitzvah. But if you don't do a mitzvah, it's not Potter. But Kapanim was saying even if it's going to Rab Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds really in Yitzchak Issa, but Vasachas, it holds, you could have Yitzchak Issa. Now, how is it possible that our mission to have Vasachas? So, Bishlam Akum, Mishrachas Lahu, the Shavinu Shliach, the Shavinu Inu Shliach. The other three Asurim, which is Eishas Ach, Achois Isha, and Eishas Ish, could be Chal at one time. How? They both brothers give a Pruta to a Shliach, each give a Pruta to a Shliach, and the two ladies make a Shliach the Kabbalah. And then Mekabla at one time. So Eishas Ach, Achayis Isha, Eishas Ochal at one time. That's be Vasachas. But Nida, how is it possible Vasachas? How is it possible the time that the Nida comes to Nida, Dafka, when you give the Kedushin? How is that possible? So the Gemara, Abishlam Akum, Kachas, Ushvin, Shliach, Vashavin, Shliach, Pagav, Shliach, Vashliach. It's possible they made a Shliach, and the Shliach gave the money to other Shliach, and they made a Kedushin. Ela Nida, Yishechim, Vashkachas, Law. How is it possible to have a Nida at the same time? To be Vasachas, it's Vichal going to Rav Shimon. Omrav Amram Omrav, Vishifas, Vichigimul Achas, Shoshosa, Lechuvi. And who? That when they turn 13, exactly the same time, Rashi explains like this. They both had a birthday on the same day. They both were born on Rosh Hashanah. One a year before, the boys a year before that. So the two boys and the two girls are turning 13 and 12 respectively on the same exact day. And they both started becoming a nida before, which they're not tummy until they become the bas mitzvah. And they made a shliach l'kedushin before, that the kedushin should be chal exactly when they become a gadol. And reckon they become a gedolim, gedolah. So when they both become a gedolim and gedolah, when she becomes a gadol, a gedolah, and he becomes a gadol, it's all happening at the exact same time that the kedushin is chal and the isanid is happening, and therefore it's chal of asachas. Tosis doesn't like this pshat so much because Tosis says, "How can you make a shliach?" He says, "Ein ma'isa kataklum, ein ma'isa kataklum." He says, and therefore Tosis has a different pshat. But upon him, it sounds like they can make a ma'isa, set up a kedushin in order to be chal v'shas when they become 13 and 12, and al kaponim, and they would need a little before. And the Isser Nida and the Isser of Kedushin all happened the same exact time, and then we go according to Rav Shimon. So bottom line is, we had a question, what's on our Mishnah? It's not how Isser Chal Isser. There it says, even for Rav Shimon, it could be possible of Vas Achas, that all four is Surah Machal. Eishishach, Chayshisha, and Eishish happens with a Shliach, and Nida happens because they were a Nida before, and then they became 13, and Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah at the same exact time, that's the Kedushin Chal. Everything has Vas Achas, that's why it's Chal. And therefore, you could say, you don't have to Zetzain anymore, like Rabbi Yezah holds Tal Bar Mitzvah Chayiv, because here, even according to Rabbi Shimon, even Rabbi Shua's Maskim, Tal Bar Mitzvah, you didn't do a mitzvah, it is Chayiv. What's the case of Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that Tal Bar Mitzvah is Potter? If you have a baby, you're supposed to get a milah on Friday and on Shabbos, and you do the Friday one on Shabbos. You became a mitzvah, because it's the ninth day, you became a mitzvah, but it wasn't Bezmanai, so you weren't allowed to have a Shabbos. In that case, Tal Bar Mitzvah is Chayiv. That's the case, according to Rabbi Shimon, that Tal Bar Mitzvah is Chayiv. Like upon him, that's our Gemara, that's Pshat in our Mishnah.